It's time again for our regular RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on Connect Radio, and I'm joined once again by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello Charlotte, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. This week we have an opportunity for blind and partially sighted people in the Reading area to help with testing an emergency alarm system. Fantastic employment support through the RNIB's iWork2 programme in Northern Ireland. And if you are self-employed, you could help out with filling in your self-assessment returns forms. Charlotte, we start with the testing of that emergency alarm system in the Reading area.
Yes, so this is a new UK government emergency alert system, and it will issue alerts which will warn members of the public if there is a danger to life nearby. And in cases of an emergency, your phone or tablet will receive an alert with advice about how to stay safe. When you receive an alert, your phone or tablet will make a loud siren-like sound, even if it's on silent or vibration mode, and it will read out the alerts on the screen. Residents in Reading will receive a test alert on the 29th of June, and as it is a test, we're not expected to act. UK government officially launched this emergency alert service across the whole of the UK during summer 2021 after their testing phase is complete. If you would like more information about these emergency alerts, then please do search www.gov.uk/alerts.
Charlotte, how can blind and partially sighted people help shape the service?
Yes, so the UK government digital service team, who are looking after the emergency alert system, are hosting research sessions with blind and partially sighted people who work or live in Reading. You will give feedback on how the emergency alert system works for people who might be using assistive devices or accessibility features on their mobile phones or tablets. Your feedback will help them to improve the service before it is officially launched later on this summer. If you would like to be a part of these sessions, you can sign up on our Connect Voices webpage, which is on RNIB's website, www.rnib.org.uk, and search for Connect Voices opportunities.
We now come to that great employment opportunity with RNIB Northern Ireland's iWork2 programme.
Yes, it's a great opportunity actually for anyone who is looking for employment. So if you have sight loss and you are looking for employment, then RNIB's iWork2 programme can help you. There's never been a better time than now to get all the support that you need to get into work, as all learning and training is done remotely. And any technology that you may need to connect remotely with RNIB's team will be loaned to you as well. With funding for 7 new places on offer between now and September, you too could be joining the countless number of blind and partially sighted people in Northern Ireland who have been supported into paid employment through this programme. To register for a place, please do contact the iWork2 programme coordinator on 07845499482. I'll say that one again. 07845499482. Or you can send them an email. It's employmentteamni@rnib.org.uk.
Finally, Charlotte, we come to filling in those self-assessment returns for those people who are self-employed.
We do, yes, and HMRC would like to hear from you as well. So RNIB's Tax Advice Service team are working with HMRC to find participants for their upcoming sessions on completing self-assessment returns. They are particularly looking for blind and partially sighted people who are responsible for their own self-assessment returns, who are a registered UK sole trader and or a landlord, who earn £10,000 or more per year, and who manage their self-assessment affairs on their own with minimal support from an external accountant or bookkeeper.
Charlotte, if people meet the requirements, what will they do?
Yes, so if you meet this criteria and you would be interested in helping out, then you will be invited to a 1-hour remote semi-structured interview session. These sessions will take place before the 9th of July. During the session, a range of topics will be discussed, including your personal background, tax management, making tax digital, also known as MTD, and accounting software. But don't worry if you are unfamiliar with any of these terms. The aim is to inform the design and development of an accounting software information and selection page for the upcoming MTD, Making Tax Digital programme. If you think you fit some of the criteria, but not all, then please still do get in touch as we may be able to make use of your experience and knowledge. To register your interest, then please do contact the RNIB Tax Advice Service before the 2nd of July on 0345 330 4897. That's 0345 330 4897, or email tax@rnib.org.uk. And as a thank you for your participation, you will be incentivised with a Love to Shop voucher worth £60.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about or other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Of course, for more information about Connect Voices and any of the opportunities mentioned in this roundup, please head to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices. You can find all the information about our Connect Voices network on that page. We also have a Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, search for RNIB Connect Voices. We share up to 3 opportunities daily on that page, as well as other useful information and feedback from past projects regarding being involved at RNIB. Our next roundup is on Wednesday, the 7th of July, during the Daily Connect show from 10 a.m. You can also catch up on all of our involvement roundups, including this one, by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device such as Alexa.
Well, thank you, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.